It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody! 2013!
I know.
All one who's listening. I think only one person is listening. I don't know who that person is, but.
I know, and, well, I don't know if there's something. There are statistics to back it up, but I think this is the clearest air I've seen, at least in our village, long as I can remember.
No, I you know, Chico and I were talking off the air, and that's exactly what I observed as well. I think that's mine, Chico.
Okay, there.
Oh, okay. What do you call this? Where I came from, two villages.
Yeah.
It was really clear where I live and where I came from early this morning. It was like, I was
like, no uso.
Haze,
that
right?
That whole haze thing.
That haze that we
Because I've been spending New Year in Tagaytay for, I don't know, more than 10 years now. And there are certain spots like White Plains Avenue.
Yeah.
Usually, well, by the time we're there, it's really like
super
like, whoa,
smoky.
Like the Vietnam War
yeah,
kind
exactly.
of smoke. So when we were in along Eslex. At around 3 in the morning, we were like, it's so clear. And I was
yeah.
like, no, we have to wait until like White
You're
Plains
in the
Avenue.
City, right.
And then by the time we got to Magallanes, then it was hazy. So we're like, see, mm-hmm. okay, it starts here. And then after Magallanes, it was clear again.
It's the same.
Along EDSA, we were like, okay, what happened? Because like around in Makati area now,
yeah.
or the Guadalupe area, I was like, there's
clear.
No smoke.
It was exactly the same. Like
It was so weird. It's so clear. In our house, there's no haze.
It's the same. Even the village, even Green Meadows. And
yeah.
I saw the fireworks last night. It was insane. This is the first time I spent New Year's Eve in that village. And it was just really like, even I got scared. Because there was so much,
yeah.
you know, fireworks. And each home had their own, like, bonga fireworks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they all had the gungdong fireworks. You know what I mean?
I know. So, cause
but
usually,
in the morning when I went home, it's as if if I didn't know it was New Year, I wouldn't think it was.
It's an annual thing that we do. Like, by the time we get home, the dogs are there. And I'm always, always worried that the dogs are breathing in all this.
Because
remember,
yeah,
they're so sensitive.
Sensitive,
with
right.
dogs, like, their noses are like times 10 of what we experience. I was like, and that's always my fear. And what we would always do when we get home is to close all the windows.
Right.
And then turn on the aircon so that at least some air is going in. Because we completely
right.
shut off the house. So we didn't need to do any of that because there was really no smoke.
Well, you know, I was listening
I was
to the...
I was so pleasantly surprised.
Me too. I mean, I was listening to the AM radio and they still don't know what the statistics are when it comes to, you know, people losing their digits, you know, their toes, their
Because usually they do. They have a count of how many people were sent to the hospital.
Well, for sure, there are some, at least at the Pasig City General.
Yeah.
They say it's really one of the busiest hospitals dealing with those kinds of injuries.
But no
numbers yet. As of 5:47 in the morning,
uh-huh.
none yet.
Oh my gosh. So I really love it. I mean, even now, coming here, you wouldn't think it was New Year.
Exactly.
No haze.
If you didn't know it was January 1, 2013,
yeah.
you would think it was a normal day.
Exactly. But that's a good thing. It's good for our
lungs.
You know, we don't have to
environment.
Deal with that. Remember that dust, I mean, that haze is actually gunpowder.
Gunpowder.
And
unless it rains, we're all going to breathe that in.
And remember, when you clean your nose.
Yeah, it's so like.
It's black.
Black.
You get a wet tissue and then like.
Yeah.
You swirl it around in your nostril.
You know,
it's black. It's gunpowder.
The house where I lived in, where I was born in Mandaluyong, it was insane. No matter how much we tried to lock everything, it still comes in.
It goes in.
And your floor, you can see it.
Yeah.
You can like run your index finger through it and it's like, it's all there.
So I'm so happy, you know, at least the dogs are, you know.
Are fine.
They had so much fun running around in Tagaytay.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram. They the one taken just, by your nephew.
Yeah, they were just having so much fun just running around. And one of my dogs, Siam, almost got kicked by a horse because he's just so makulit and the horse got so pissed off and tried to bite him. A horse biting.
Well, they do. They
nagalit siya eh because he's like, you're so makulit and started
chasing. Is it Rainbow Bright?
Oh, no.
He your was little angry, pony?
Diba? But Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And, we didn't quite believe that 2013 was going to roll in.
I know.
I mean, even if you didn't really believe it was going to be the end of the world.
Yeah.
2013 didn't seem like it was going to roll in. I don't know. That's how I felt. But now that it's here, well.
It's nice.
Nice.
So, well, it is a new year. And what we usually do is Christmas, New Year. We just chill.
You know what we should
make
do?
Kwentuhan, what?
Yeah, we should do a year in review.
Yeah.
You know, for those who are awake, because we know you are a few.
we should.
Let's talk about the things that we went through in 2012.
Okay, let's do it.
From the book launch, which happened in February, all the way to the last guesting of Alden Richards here on the show.
Yeah.
Just whether on the show as a nation, your personal life, politically, showbiz, economically, if you have any contributions, just anything that happened.
But you know that's true, because with our family, it's an annual thing. They would distribute, it's a little, like a sketch pad, just empty pages. And then everyone writes like how your year was.
Yeah, how you
put your highlights.
Highlights.
That's what and I was like, wow, this is fun. Because, you know, you really look back and you're like, oh, that one. Oh, yeah, and that one. Oh, yeah, and that one.
And other
one.
People's sort of contributions, thing. You see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice.
Let's do it that way here.
Okay, let's do it.
Just bring up anything that happened in 2012, good or bad.
Right.
And we'll talk about it. Something that catches our fancy. We'll turn on the mic and just talk about it.
Okay, and we have opened our portal of communication, which is twitter.com/rx931.
Nice.
You can send in your stuff there.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, cool.
All right, it's 6:17 on this beautiful January 1, 2013. Happy New Year, guys. Let's start it off with this one.
The season's hottest.
From Danielle and Dirty D of Hotbox Weekend, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy, happy 2013. Yes, we're going to make it to 2013. The world will not end this December.
Merry Christmas for Monster Radio, RX93.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. For those very few who are awake and with us this 1st of January 2013, hello. Happy New Year.
Hello.
I think there are, it's increasing, maybe 5.
Yeah.
Well,
and they are tweeting.
They are?
They are.
Cool. I don't know why you're awake, because most people would be asleep.
I know, right?
But thank you anyways. Here comes the news, the very first one for the year.
It's a paputok.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yes.
Figuratively. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are expecting their first child together.
Whoa.
The rapper announced at a concert in Atlantic City last night that the 32-year-old TV personality is pregnant with his baby. During the performance at the Revel Resort, Kanye sang, quote, "Now you have my baby," unquote, to share the good news with the crowd. The 35-year-old star told the 5,000 concertgoers to, quote unquote, "Stop the music and make noise for my baby mama."
Aww.
And that it was the most amazing thing. Kim was in the audience as he broke the news. Kim's famous socialite sisters, Khloe and Courtney, were very quick to share their excitement with fans on Twitter, tweeting, quote, "Been wanting to shout from the rooftops with joy, and now I can, another angel to welcome to our family. Overwhelmed with excitement." Meanwhile, that was Courtney. Meanwhile, Khloe tweeted, "Keeping secrets is hard with so many family members, especially when you are so freaking excited. Love is everything." The expectant parents themselves have so far refrained from using the social networking site to comment on their news.
Wow.
She's going to be a mom.
This is going to be big. It's
mom.
Her first.
It's her first. Also,
well, she's got the hips and butt for it.
Yeah, but it's, you are going to see her get big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think
so. Because she is the type, right?
She's like Jessica Simpson.
She's like Jessica
Simpson.
She
will get really big.
Who is, again, pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah, too soon after giving birth to her firstborn, which is a girl.
And it's just, wow, I don't know.
Well, two things. This is good, but you're wondering, like, she's been married twice, right?
Yeah.
It's when she didn't get married that she's having a baby. So you wonder, are they going to seal it?
And I thought it was really like a stunt thing. But if she's gotten pregnant, maybe it is real.
Maybe it is.
I really thought it was like one of those, you know.
Yeah, for publicity.
Publicity thing.
But you know that she gets drawn to black men.
Oh, but the one she married was white.
Chris Humphries is mixed.
Oh, yeah, right.
Plus,
right,
there's that question of whether it was real or not.
I know. That's
but
why I was
Reggie
like...
Reggie Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Whom she was so brokenhearted over.
Uh-huh.
The one she had the sex tape with. Ray J.
Ray J.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're right.
And if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I think the first husband was black.
But the two sisters, one is married to a...
Lamar Odom, who's black.
Who's black, but one is married to a white guy.
Scott Disick.
Right.
Who's Jewish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, plus, the Kardashians are Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern. Armenian.
Armenian, there
They're
you
Armenian.
Go.
They're Armenian.
Oh, the language of Jesus.
Jesus. What do you call this? But Chloe... Is it Chloe? Yeah, Chloe, the youngest one, the tallest one.
Uh-huh.
She's been married a while. And I think she's been trying to have a baby.
Okay. Oh, sorry. That's Aramaic. That's not Armenian.
Oh, it's not. Is it not?
Aramaic.
Aramaic.
That's the language of Jesus. Armenian is completely...
Where
different.
Are they, actually? I wonder. I'm not so good with the geography of Armenia.
I think they're like more of... Not so much... Middle Eastern, but one of the, like Turkey.
Yeah,
like they're,
closing into
they're Europe.
Europe
and
yeah.
Middle East.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think somewhere there. Yeah.
But they are Armenian, and
uh-huh.
That's why...
like gypsy-ish?
Gypsy-ish. Yes.
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 Swedish. Gypsy.
Grabe! Ang bilis!
But wow. Swedish.
Swedish. But, or British.
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 Jewish.
Or British. Nagtanggal pa ng tea. British siya. British.
Saka British siya. Kaya naman yun yung SH. British siya.
Okay, first blunder of
2013.
Hello!
Yay, it wasn't me.
It's going to be me. But wait for your turn.
I know, right?
We all have to mark our blunders.
Our first?
Yeah.
So Dell's is gypsy-ish.
Gypsy-ish.
Yeah.
What do you call this? Their father is... Is he the Kardashian? Yeah, I think
yes.
He's the Kardashian. Yeah.
Mm.
But there
because
are,
even even the mom doesn't look like all white.
Yeah,
white.
She's.
What is she?
She is Armenian.
Oh, also
she's the one who's Armenian.
Oh, they're both Armenian.
I think so.
Because Kardashian is such a unique last name.
Wait, I'm confused whether it's Chris, their mom. Who's Armenian and their dad is?
I think the dad because I've seen the dad and the.
No, but also Chris. Chris
oh, really?
Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're both Armenian then.
The dad. I saw pictures of the dad. Is he the one who's Armenian? Like the Kardashian? Is he the Kardashian?
I think.
Okay. Anyway, we'll get into it. But in any case, Kim Kardashian is having a baby. So the next question is, are they going to get married?
Yeah, Kim Ye.
Kim Ye!
Diba? Oh.
It's Kanye.
Huh?
Oh, their name together.
Yeah,
what do you call that?
Their
name together like Brangelina.
Tomcat. Yeah.
Let's
be known
see.
As Kim Ye.
And second, I would just worry for Chloe. Is it
Why?
Chloe? Yeah. Because I think she's been trying to have a baby with Lamar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes you don't want to begrudge people of their happiness. But
and
sometimes
weren't they the first? Or the second? Who was the first who...
Well, Courtney is not married. I don't think she is married.
Oh.
Or if they are, there was no fanfare.
No fanfare, yeah.
Because with Lamar and Courtney, I mean, Chloe.
It was big.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the news. The first one of the year, 2013. You've got Chico and Delamar here with you on The Morning Rush. We'll take you all the way until 10, only here on the season's hottest. We are RX 93.1.
You should have been married to Lamar Odom, para Delamar Odom. Matipid sa name.
Pero sa itsura naman namin, I'm gonna, what, come up to his knee?
Diba, Delamar Odom.
Oh, Delamar Odom.
Ang ganda.
Delamar Odom.
It's Delamar and Lamar Odom, Delamar Odom. Okay, so is this
your Gika?
No, I'm just playing all the morning rush fun songs today, yeah, to start us off 2013.
And Papatok, Dynamite. Bonds Radio, RX 93.1. All right, and
Happy New Year,
Gino! Happy New
Year!
Wala pang tulog. Actually, you both.
Wala!
Tulugan!
I know.
Idol ko si Kuya Germs eh.
I know, right?
That is my 2013 peg. No, please don't. Please don't.
Okay, we've got a lot of... Okay, remember we said like parang wala lang. Let's do a year in review.
Right.
Okay. What were your highlights? Okay, so sama-sama na natin. Hello to Daoming sa pauwi pa lang siya galing New Year countdown.
Nice. Hello.
Just like us.
Isn't he in New York?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He's in New York.
Right.
You know, a friend and I were having this discussion yesterday about like people in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Do you... You know how some... Okay, like, let's just say we have a New Year countdown in Ayala. And there's a New Year countdown, and I think in Eastwood or whatever. Mm. But some people don't really make a big fuss about it. Like, some people here.
Mm.
I wonder if people in New York make, like, a super big deal about the countdown in...
Yeah, when the ball drops.
Yeah.
Only the countdown, actually. Because
yeah,
they don't have, like, their own... Kasi tayo, even if a lot of people don't go to countdowns, because they have their own fireworks.
Yeah. Right. In the States, that's not allowed.
They don't have one. Yeah. So... The big deal is really the countdowns.
Oh.
They really go to the public areas.
Of course, you'll find like hardcore New Yorkers who feel like that's something that tourists would do.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't do it.
Right.
But of course, you know, different
it's
strokes.
It's always fun. Everybody's
fun
there
to be out.
Anderson Cooper always does it as well. They're usually CNN.
You know what was
also
funny?
There.
Can I? This is off tangent. Mm. Anyway, I saw Ian McKellen being interviewed by Anderson Cooper.
Mm.
So, of course, about The Hobbit.
The two goddesses.
Goddesses. Anyway, so he was asking, well, how did you shoot, like, because they were supposed to be dwarves.
Yeah.
And Ian McKellen, Gandalf, is the only huge guy.
Yeah.
So he asked, how do you enlarge Gandalf?
Gandalf.
Yeah.
which made the whole audience laugh.
Yeah.
And then it was like, because, of course, they're also both gay, mm-hmm, openly gay.
Right.
And it was like just the funniest thing, I don't know. It's nice to see how relaxed they were.
Yeah. And saka naman, you know, you're with the Sir Ian McKellen.
That's
right.
True.
You're with Magneto and Gandalf.
He had the shirt that said that, right?
Yeah.
I was both Magneto and Gandalf, and I'm gay or something
like
that. Yeah,
deal with it.
You know,
yeah,
when he
that's
was,
so awesome.
And he was asked, like, was it very difficult for you to come out as a gay man?
Yeah.
He said, you know, I lived through the 60s, and so... doing it with my boyfriend was illegal at the time.
Ah!
What?
Yeah, it was illegal. Yeah,
illegal?
That's what he said.
Wow.
It was illegal.
Okay.
You could be caught, you know, just by doing what most lovers do.
Yeah.
Of course, it's different because they were gay in the eyes of the law and some people, at least. And then he says, fast forward to 2012, he said, after he came out, that's when he had a career.
Yeah.
And then Anderson had said, you know, I've never met anyone who didn't feel happier after coming out.
Mm-hmm.
What maybe your success is not, maybe it dampens your success,
yeah,
but you'll feel freer.
Freer.
It was like really nice to see the both of them talk
fine,
about it.
Sige na nga, 2013 na rin naman. Ito na.
Fine.
Ito na.
2013.
Talo pa yung pagbubuntis ni Kim Kardashian. Chenong says, sana hello to all the rushers worldwide. Sana kumpleto pa ang mga daliri.
Yeah.
And also to Gian Tumala. Hello there. Okay, Del, you missed it. Tuna Belly went to
I know. I saw
after all these years, after 16 years.
Yes. Because he tweeted me. And then I said, what? You went to the pool?
On the day that you're not here. Finally.
But he did say he was going to come back.
Yes, of course.
But of course, there's nothing more, you know.
Because you don't, I have no idea how long we have been waiting to meet, like, Spy Shadow, Tuna
Cheyenne.
Belly, Cheyenne, Blitzkrieg. You know, these people we have never seen.
But have before. Always been, you know, have always been there.
Yeah.
Really. So it would have been nice.
It's really a landmark for us.
Yeah, for us. It's funny because we're the one who feel like that.
It's really wow.
So what did he say?
It was just surreal. Finally meeting Tuna Belly after all the. I remember the one time, the only time that there was this one year we had a tea party.
Okay.
And I actually spent I don't know how many days tallying all the entries. For the entire year.
Right.
Just to count how many people made it to the top 10.
We were giving away awards.
Okay.
And he won that year. The only year that we gave out, like, Rusher Awards.
Yeah.
He had sent in the most entries for that
And
year.
He really was. I remember at 6 o'clock, Tuna Belly and Cheyenne, Spy Shadow, they were the ones who were always, like, helping us start the show.
Yeah.
Always.
Getting the ball rolling and whatever.
And Camila says, personally, 2012 was a year of pain. So nobody's happier to see it go than I am.
Who's this?
Camila.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So well, you handled it well.
Yeah. It wasn't a good year for him.
Didn't seem like it.
Yeah, he handled it pretty well.
And Saturagi was saying, tugs while cooking pancit. When you were playing Forever by Chris Brown. Currently cooking pancit at the time.
Wow, ang aga naman. Already cooking.
OMGN says, 2012, the year that Miss Japan won in Japan, Miss China won in China, and Miss USA won in the USA. Hashtag best cooking show of the year.
Luto.
Luto.
Hey, speaking of Luto, I brought spaghetti.
I know.
Tama-tama for long life.
Which is perfect because, you know, as I was walking up, I was like, I was so sad because I was like, oh no.
There's no food.
I looked around at Emerald Avenue and I was like, okay, it's pretty expected that everything here is going to be closed. So yeah. I was like, okay, at least we'll have Pan de Manila because like that was the last,
that was
what we had, Christmas. And then I passed by earlier. In fact, I was about to bring out my phone and I was like, it's closed.
I know.
They're more closed New Year's Day than they are Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
More stores are closed.
And then I was oh no. And then I started thinking about what I had in my bag. I was like, okay, I have junk food from like 3 days ago.
On an island.
But don't worry, I've got spaghetti. Yay! I have Sauvignon Blanc, wine of the year.
So shy.
I know. And I brought glasses, although they're not wine glasses, but they're nice glasses.
Yeah.
And then I brought forks so that we never have to use plastic forks.
Youth plastic
youth
fork.
Oh no, I have two blenders already.
Right.
Oh man.
Sorry, can we just say hello to Andre?
Hello.
So where did he land?
Andre Cole. Well, apparently he tried to get it to Burrow, but everything
it's packed,
around it is closed. So I don't know, man.
He's going to come back here for our spaghetti. So
no,
you
can't have some. You cannot have, no, ours.
And then,
territorial and it's ours.
Astro Boy says, remember Mikey Bustos?
Yeah.
Right.
And his showdown with the call center guy, the sizzling cucumber.
I think he was really weirded out. I think he didn't know what to expect.
What to expect. And then he was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like, what? I think if it's your first time to hear call center guy, it would be really weird.
It would be weird.
That's true.
Hockey Doki says, Survivor Philippines.
I just loved it.
Si Koeng Tor says, 2012 was the year. Nalalaman ko, dapat pala public ang Twitter account para mabasa yung entries ko. So he kept on sending stuff. Hindi natin nakukuha kasi naka-private.
It's private, yeah.
Sabi niya, hindi nila pinipili yung...
A lot of people actually
make that mistake.
Don't know that. Yeah, a lot of people make that mistake. And they're like, why are you ignoring me? I can't see your tweets.
Good morning to Azalar, who hasn't slept but just has to tune in.
No,
thank you.
Thank you.
Because I think my two co-hosts, if they could sleep, they would be asleep.
Yep.
Kasi
I think it's pretty
a long day pa rin eh, today.
I think it's a safe assumption to say that like all of us, if we could sleep, we would.
Actually, ang sarap nun eh. Breadsticks and I'm Tetai. Saka talagang, balita ko, masarap yun eh, yung tulo.
Sarap yun
eh.
Pero, nababalita ko lang sa mga kaibigan ko.
Oo eh.
Kinikwento lang nila sa akin. Parang okay daw yung feeling.
Sabi nila.
Comforting daw, nabibigyan ka daw ng lakas. Pero,
sabi nila, magaling daw 8 hours noon.
Ah, talaga?
Saan kaya ako
nakuha noon? Feeling noon, no?
Tsaka yung, ang sarap daw nung unan eh. Tsaka yung kumot. And,
tsaka ano ba yung mga panaginip?
Actually, yung mga namatay last year.
Whoa! Grabe. No, but seriously, you know what? I honestly cannot remember the last time I had 8 hours of sleep.
Oh, you should.
And even finally, I'm hitting puberty. No, even on days where I can afford to sleep to like for like 8 hours, like let's say on a weekend, I can't. I just wake up.
Yeah, you weren't able to sleep after. The other time.
It annoys me.
Si Tuna Belly din is listening and he was saying, wala pang tulog, but I just need to listen to RX.
Oh, thank you.
Glad J-Tar was saying, diba, we did news on Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And that you were saying that she likes black guys.
Ay, naku, alam ko na yan.
So, glad J-Tar was saying, iba pala sila ng panlasa ni Del Lamar.
Whatever.
Opposite side of the spectrum.
No, kasi si Del has no preference.
I wouldn't naman go that far.
No, ano naman. Be fair.
Hey, AIDS Cabrera says hello to the Ortigas Rescue Team. They're listening.
Hello.
Ortigas EMT, especially the Pink Python. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
And while we're at it, can we just say hello to the staff and the guards and the admin over at Malayan Plaza who are working hard.
Hello,
on a holiday
guys.
As well.
I know. Just like us. You know, these are the people who work through the holidays.
I had a nice chat with one of the guards last night while I was entering the building. And then they're just like, yeah, ganyan talaga, ganyan. So I gave him an energy drink.
Yeah.
Because I was like, hey, you gotta stay up, right? So
yeah,
right.
You need this.
I'll have one, yeah.
Hello to Jagger G. And it's funny because he's requesting for a song.
Yeah.
And it's all, even before I saw the tweet, it was already
It was already there.
It's like one of those psychic moments.
Oh, cool. I know. Mm.
And OMGN says, lagi tayong second place.
Yes.
Mr. PH finishes second place. Jessica Sanchez finished second. Janine Togonon finished second. So, sana 2013.
We will have our first.
Yeah. And also, hi to Manuelito, Dice, M, Jen, and to all the RX and Carushers from AIDS Cabrera. What's that? You know, somebody sent in a twit pic. There, from Joy is Christine. Strolling with Yuri, who's a Yorkie.
Okay.
While listening to RX931.
Nice.
And hashtag almost alone in the park. So she's walking with her Yorkie in a park.
In a park.
Almost empty park.
In Eastwood.
Listening to us.
In Eastwood.
Oh, is that Eastwood?
Yeah, well, that's what
No wonder it looked
says.
Familiar. So hello there.
Hello,
thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Hello.
And Tuna Belly was saying, magsing ganda pala si Chico at si Gino. Pero hindi ko pa alam kung gaano kagwapo si Del.
Hey. I'm very guapo.
We will see. We will
parang I resent that. I'm only as ganda as you.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Of course.
Hey, Neil Yamata was saying it was January 26th that we launched the book.
Right.
Not February. Sorry, my mistake. Jan 26th.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. We were busy at the start of the year. Last year.
And also, JPG Cardenas. Siguro sa huling bilang ko, nakaka 30 plus kayo ng trending buong taon.
I think more.
I think more. Yeah.
Yeah, I think more.
I looked at, so there's a, I usually take a screen cap of whenever we trend, and then there's a whole folder of it.
An entire one, right?
And there's a lot. Like,
because we take pictures.
There was who said it?
JPG Cardenas.
I think what he means is
maybe number one or something.
And the streak. We had a streak where
we
were
Oh, yeah.
trending for like 30
I would
plus
say about
days.
A month. Yeah.
Oh, right. To tweet Siloxa, she was saying, countdown begins in Norway and London. Are you guys ready for a happy new year?
You're right. It's not done yet.
Hey, can we just greet Vice Ganda? Happy, happy new year.
Is he away?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, definitely one of our highlights.
That is a highlight.
Oh, my gosh. He's saying that he's just driving home and listening to the three of us to keep his eyes open.
Yes, please.
Keep awake.
Keep awake. Stay awake.
Everybody
drive safe.
Just partied, huh?
I'm sure you had a great New Year's Eve.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
That was a highlight.
Well, that's a highlight.
That is definitely
I saw your Instagram, Gina,
right?
Yesterday.
It's crazy.
Gina made a collage of all the guests that we had.
Yeah.
Vice was there. Yeah. Georgina was there. Anne, Casey.
Well, I tried
Selene.
To put everyone there.
Yeah.
But, there was not enough space. But
if you look at that picture, it was like, wow, we really had them on the show.
Right. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Vice. I think Vice, though, was... when we were most nervous.
Yeah.
I think so.
We were most nervous.
And, not to mention the opposite when we guested on his show.
Right.
We were like 10 times more nervous. Because, it's like...
you're so weird. But
yeah. Thank you. And thank you for making our 2012s memorable.
Yeah. That was really memorable.
You know what? I
liked your wrap-off. I loved your wrap off for Vice.
Yeah.
The last line was perfect for him.
And not to float our own boats or whatever, but seriously, whenever I hear Gangnam Style,
me too.
It goes into my head that it's Ganda Style.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ingrained.
I caught myself the other day because I was singing it to my niece. And I was like, "Pag Ganda, Gangnam."
Actually, Vice, I think I saw you in Eastwood. I think that was you. I was on my way out of the condo. Mm. And if I'm not mistaken, Vice was riding like a Hummer.
Mm.
And he passed by right in front of me as I walked out. I think that was him.
Sino kasama mo?
Basta, I saw...
The question for 2013.
Sino ang kasama mo?
Basta, yun lang. Ganun lang naalala ko. That's all I remember. Medyo nagba-blackout ako.
Talaga, galing ha.
Happy
New Year!
Happy New Year! Happy 2013!
Hello! So, I think that's it. That's the first batch. Let's just like highlights for the year.
Right.
Personal, or if you remember something that...
happened,
on
a national level.
On a national level.
International level, even.
Yeah, or as far as the show is concerned. It's all up to you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember, you can tweet us, twitter.com/RX. 931. All right. Jegger G, you've been wanting to hear this. I got it all lined up just for you.
It's the morning rush!
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
Part two.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Can I just say it's so funny? Delisted, the bitchy entertainment website. They always change the name of the celebrity into something pang-asar.
Right.
Diba? So they always do that. Like, kunyari si Vanessa. No.
Vanessa Pudgett.
No, si Manilo.
Vanessa Manilo.
Gagawin yung Vanessa Manila folders. Yung okay. Masaya, lagi right. Yung pang-asar lagi. So,
parang Britney Spears.
Yeah, so si D-listed now. You know what he calls Les Mis?
Mm-hmm.
Miserable lesbians.
Miserable lesbians.
Yeah. It's Les Mis.
Yes, Les Mis.
Les Miserables. Yeah, so anyway.
Speaking of, we have the premiere.
Right.
Yeah.
Happening.
Les Miserables.
Pero ano, ha? You know what the actual news bit is? See, Adam Lambert dissed everyone.
What?
Quote, Les Mis, visually impressive with great emotional performances, but the score suffered massively with great actors pretending to be singers.
Oh my God.
Baka he's bitter because he was supposed to.
Oh.
Well, let's see. Maybe he has a point. Maybe if we watch it, we'll have the same opinion.
Although at least on a more personal level, I've been getting a lot of tweets from different countries saying that it's really good.
Yeah.
I got one this bad.
And then,
really?
Yeah, one bad one.
And then he did say, though, one more clarification. Do go see it for Anne Hathaway. It was breathtaking.
She really quite something there, especially with her song.
Yeah.
But Hugh Jackman does theater.
He actually sings.
Broadway, he actually sings.
And then he goes on, "These actors were so brave to attempt singing this score live. But why not just cast actors who could actually sing?"
Well, I guess we know now why. Yeah. The beef is that he wasn't gotten.
I have a feeling like, what, as Fontaine?
No, I think he's...
What, as Fontaine? And you should have seen his face.
No, because
so much bitchiness in the words.
No, sana lang kasi, because he just stands to benefit from that kind of review. Yeah. So, better not say
he's saying
anything.
Cast singers instead.
Yeah.
Because that's always the, I know, when it comes to like musicals. Do you cast singers or do you cast actors who can quote unquote sing?
Because it's really difficult to watch somebody not, who doesn't have star power, sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if, unless you, let's say you're a really remarkable singer, enough that your talent can overshine what you look like, but that's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because in the big screen, it's different. That you really need to get good looking people.
And you need people who can draw people to watch it in the first place.
And remember,
and they look good on the big screen.
Because you can cast the best singers
in the world.
In the world for it. But if nobody knows who they are,
what's the point?
Nobody's going to watch it. And that's just how
even
it
if
is.
Let's say kilala nyo, like really like popular singers, better real singers.
Right.
But if they don't know how to deliver acting wise, and remember, it's not a CD.
Yeah. This is
it's
a film.
It's a movie. You're watching them get into the characters. If they can't sing, you know.
So it'll be another one of those, like, okay, let's just say you got a really good singer and then they're horrible actors. Then it'll be the flip side.
Hey, right.
And people will say they're
nice voice, but
they're singers pretending to be actors or whatever. Yeah.
And remember, this is the same project that ditched last minute Taylor Swift for an unknown.
Thank God.
She should have been Eponine.
Please don't.
Diba?
Please don't. But you know what? I can't wait to see it. But I think if there's anyone who would suffer the most, it would be Russell
Crowe.
That's what they're saying. He has the weakest voice. Mm. That's for sure. That's a given.
But he says he loved making the film.
But he's the gladiator.
He's Maximus.
He's Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the Phoenix Legions, husband to a murdered wife and father to a murdered son.
Yeah.
And then there's
another. One day he will have his revenge.
Saka, there's another article on Delisted. It's called "From the Quote Unquote Bitch Please Files." Anne Hathaway thinks her performance in Les Mis was just eh.
Bitch, please.
Please. Bitch, please. You know you were fantastic.
Bitch, please.
You know you're winning the Oscar. Bitch, please.
No, but then again,
you know, like when really beautiful people feel that they're
ugly.
They're
so fat. You're like,
bitch, please.
If you're fat and ugly, what do you call us?
There's ano kasi false humility.
Yung parang, oh my
well,
God.
But I really believe she's hard on herself.
Yeah, and
herself.
And, I guess to a certain degree, parang like, what do you say? Diba? Parang,
that's
it's
true.
Like, hey, what did you think about your performance?
Alam mo, I was
mo, I was so amazing. Parang pati nanong mo ako, like, what do you think about yourself? Okay lang.
Hindi, pero,
okay lang. But in reality, what I really
don't
think.
Don't say like, parang, eh. I mean, if you know you delivered.
It was not a yeah.
At very least, you can go like,
I
gave
was
it
satisfied,
my best.
Yeah.
Yung ganon, yung, I gave it my
that
best.
That opening scene where she had no hair. Well, she had little hair. Then she goes, I dreamed a dream of time gone by. Come on, Anne.
Sorry. I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
I'm pretty sure.
You were lacking vibrato.
I'm pretty sure she didn't do that.
I'm sorry. Jeez. I'm lacking vibrato.
I dreamed a dream of time gone by.
Tsaka pag hindi papayag. May version yung.
Meron talaga rendition lahat.
I dreamed. Ako naman. Asasali ako, hindi pwede.
Ay, walang gusto magpatalo.
Ano yung part dun sa song na yung super may high note? Ano yun?
I dreamed love would never die.
I dreamed that God would be forgiving.
And then, alam ko na, more impressive is the low register.
Okay.
But the tiger come at night.
Naging lala.
But the tiger come at night.
Mas marami naman sa one tiger.
But the tigers come at night.
With their voices soft as thunder.
Thunder. Hope. Part.
Alam mo yung part mo parang umutot.
You know there's a placement for it. You can,
as they turn your dreams to shame. No, wala na. Kailangan ano?
Hindi pa talaga.
No, the way she said it. What's that?
As your dreams to shame.
You have to si Chico. Go.
Excuse me.
Ready na. Ready na si Gino. I think resident biritera.
What is it? What's the...
As they turn
pitch,
your
please.
Dreams to shame.
As they turn their dreams to shame.
As they turn your dreams to shame.
As they turn your dreams to shame.
Hindi mo siya kala na isang breath.
As they turn your dreams to shame. As they turn your dreams to shame.
Kaya niya to?
Ubos. Ubos. Walang hangin.
Ako.
As you turn your dreams to shame.
In between the vibrato.
Hide it.
A breath in between the vibrato.
A breath in between the insanity.
Can you just... Okay, anyway. Let's just say hello to... Si Coengtor was saying...
You know what? Sorry. If we all watch Les Mis together, I wouldn't want to sit beside the three of us. Ang daming rendition ng isang kante. Parang, huy!
Isabay. You know, si Coengtor was saying, yung una akong ever bumisita sa booth para magpasign ng book one, not book two, but book one, si Del lang ang nag-entertain sa akin. Si Chichi at Gigi, hindi ako pinansin.
When was this?
Book one days pa.
Yeah.
And then also
actually okay, because a lot of some people were tweeting me when I was gone that apparently you guys are very snobbish in person. You're very serious. You have to understand that for us the craziness comes out when we feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because
we're very shy.
That's what people don't understand. We're very, very shy. It's hard to do what we do and you know we know that people are kind of watching.
Yeah, the reason why when we sound like this, it's because we're each other every day.
Yeah.
So we're alam na namin yung abaho namin.
Right.
Yeah, so, true.
So, I remember telling you about this. Like, there was this one time, I got a tweet na parang, ay, snob pala si ganyan-ganyan. It's not that I'm a snob, it's just, I don't easily get comfortable.
No, but I think it's
but once I do,
I think we're all the same.
We're all the same. We're very, very shy. And we really have to turn it on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're comfortable with each other.
You have to turn us on.
Turn us on.
Because if we're tatlo lang, we get to turn each other on.
We get
to someone.
Hey, hello to Zaffylicious and Kiko Monster from Nagoya.
Yeah,
hello.
They're from... But hindi Nagoya.
Ay,
Scott. Did you see my Sunday DLJ?
What?
Did you guys see it? I was hoping you'd see it. What? You didn't see it?
What
do lovers share at the end of the world?
What?
Apocalypse to lips.
Oh my god.
I'm so
setting
funny.
A new standard for 2013.
I know, right?
Good job, Delamar.
May chance pa magbago.
Hey, no, never.
Also,
subukan mo lang. Subukan mo lang maging funny minsan. Rewarding siya.
Legacy ni Larry says hello to Coco Hernandez and his family. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Actually,
we hope you have a great 2013.
Young Indies highlight for 2012. Cryptic tweets ni Delamar Arias at yung hindi na cryptic na I love you to somebody. Yung tweet. As in, it wasn't cryptic at all. Kasi
I know, right?
Plain language.
I asked him why he did that because he never does that. He's not the type.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wanted to say it in the most public forum and all he could think of was Twitter.
Oh my gosh, were you really listening when Gino and I were talking?
No, because it was a short... Okay, it was a short drive.
We were laughing our hearts off.
Can I just say, it was a short drive from my house to wherever.
Yeah.
And so I just happened to turn it on.
Yeah.
And it was about the North American box office. which happened
in America?
Wasn't it the Taylor
Justin
Swift.
Bieber,
yeah, when they were Selena seeing the Gomez. Power couple something.
In Utah.
Exactly. And then I was like, oh my gosh, those two.
And what are the chances that you would be listening?
I know, it was so funny.
Huling huli, I swear. Red-handed.
No, but seriously, Del. On, ano, as in, with all honesty, it was really Chico.
I heard you.
I was making gatong lang.
I heard you. Meron ka pang, ano, Chico texts lies, CC.
Delamar
Arias.
Hindi kasi meron, as in, totoo naman, ano, kasi I think what he texted was that ako yung nagsimula. But obviously, it was his news bit. So, dumadagdag lang ako. I'm not gonna deny that kasi andun na eh. Might as well make fun
whatever.
Of it.
Whatever. Ang ganda lang kasi nung news bit.
Oh.
And then I had to go down the car.
Yeah.
But I left the car on. So yeah. The radio was on. Mm-hmm. And then a friend of mine said, he was like, are they talking about you? I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yes, they are.
You know what they are? They're bitches.
Tsaka huling-huli, no?
Kaya kahapon, when I came out...
Sabi pa naman namin, absent si Del, pwedeng-pwede.
Because I was supposed to go out of town.
Yeah.
But
that's
Cooper
is
sick, so I remember. Couldn't. Yeah.
And then, that's why when I was coming up with the montage of our photos, I was like, quote-unquote, friends.
I know!
You can't outright
say bakit merong quote-unquote? And then, also, let's see here. Is it this year ba? JM Tirado says the emergence of the DLJ.
It is this year.
You're right.
No.
Ngayon lang napansin talaga. It was just shed to light.
No.
Madison Camille
it's
says
it's been hilarious.
This year ko nakita yung mga plus one ninyo.
Oh.
The plus, it's the year of the plus one.
Oh, kasi last.
Malyuth says, it was the year of the Kabit movie.
Yeah,
right.
No Other Woman, The Mistress.
One more floozy.
Ano yan?
Walang one more floozy.
Story of your life yata yun.
Yung mga, ano yung mga ganun?
Alam ko those two. Yeah, No Other Woman, The Mistress.
No Other Woman. Yeah.
And then also...
And I think both of them really set...
Really made it big.
Set box office records.
Jim Kirk says, hello to all the Teletech BP BOH. We're all working today.
Hey!
Tulog-tulog din kapag may time. They're loving the song lineup. Everything is just so much fun.
Actually, don't worry because it's just the three of us, whoever gets to be behind the board... While the others are, you know, just having fun.
Yeah.
Eating Del's meat.
A secret affair pala.
A secret affair. Right.
Okay, Jim Kirk says, secret information. Not so secret anymore kasi we're announcing it. The Philippines placed its bid to host Miss Universe 2014 kasi every 20 years... We hosted it 74, then in 94. So it would be perfect if we could host it 2014.
Well, finally, pwede na tayo manalo.
Manalo, di ba?
That's if mananalo. Kasi remember, it's 2012 where that happened.
Oh,
it's
yeah. And it's not next year pa. It's next, di ba? So, also, Malyuth said, stuck with... At RX931 the whole day because of you guys. Pero parang ano nung pilit? I'm stuck with.
What
oh great,
is that?
I'm stuck with you. And everyone just enjoying the music.
Good, because you wanted to be a great January 1st for everybody, for us, for you.
Yeah. Oh, and Jagger G was saying in 2012 I realized hindi effective ang isang please. Mas effective talaga pag
please.
Diba?
Please,
please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please to na tayo. No line blending.
Please. Wala na, New Year na daw. We'll find another, ano.
We don't know. It just
comes to us.
Yeah.
We're like musical geniuses. Like,
do it, bitch, do it, bitch, do it, bitch, do it, bitch. Ayaw mo na mag-please eh.
Okay. Impatient. Na.
Impatient ka na.
Do it, bitch.
And, huh? Okay. And just a lot of people that it's like their first time to actually meet us.
Oh.
Actually, last year, no?
I mean, yeah, we had a lot of first time.
A lot of first, like, meeting people for the first time.
Especially during December. Like, there were so many people coming over, and it was like a party every day.
Actually, that's true.
It really seemed like it.
Yeah. Mm. Mr. Maria was saying,
virtually impossible to go on a diet. Right? No, but seriously.
But the best gifts, I swear.
The best gifts.
Remember the cookies?
Yeah. That's why it's virtually
cupcakes,
impossible because it's
ice
so good.
The ice cream.
Oh my gosh, I'm going back.
My gosh, one more. The gummy bears.
Oh.
I think I have mine here.
Oh my gosh.
It's there.
As in talagang, every time I'm, ano, I just get like three... Pop it in my
tapos
mouth.
Tapos yung massage.
From the Bellevue?
May massage.
Oh, grabe.
Yeah.
And Mr. Maria says, share lang, ang daming nag-aaway sa YouTube comparing Miss Lea Salonga and Anne Hathaway.
I don't think you should do that.
Yeah, that's a completely different thing.
Completely different.
And remember, film is film. It's a different medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even those stars are okay with each other. How dare we fight in their name?
Diba?
Because you remember even Anne...
Kung sila, they're fine with it.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway had given props to Lea Salonga.
Yeah. She goes, I am nowhere near as good as Patti LuPone and Lea Salonga. Patti LuPone originated the role of Fontaine. So don't even... They're okay. So why are you fighting, right?
If Miss Lea Salonga dropped by our show, that would be something.
And
right. That would be
something. Oh my gosh. A coup. That would be a coup. And finally, just one last.
Ledesma?
Oh, I know. It's Lea, not coup.
It's Lea, not coup. Oh, pwede rin si coup at si Lea. Shez Catron was saying, this was the year na pinakamadalas sa ako sabihan ng mom ko na, anak, tumatawa ka na naman na mag-isa. Kinakabahan na ako sa'yo.
Sanity guess questions.
Yes. That's good. That's good.
That's
all right.
Good.
So that's it for now.
All right. Here we go. 7:55 on the clock. We're going to take a look at the roads for the first time this year.
Oh, yeah.
See how it is on January 1, 2013. But first.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. Hands
on the wheel, eyes on the road. This is Street Smart. Up-to-the-minute traffic info for the road conditions ahead.
All right, let's do Street Smart on the first day of January 2013.
All right, let's check out the roads. Oh my God, for the first time ever... Ay, hindi na pala sa part of 2012. I was about to say, for the first time ever in this entire year, it's light everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Everywhere, southbound. Yay. And it's not even like usually because there's like a light, the moderate or whatever, but today... On the southbound lane of EDSA, from Balintawak up until Mall of Asia, and on the flip side, northbound Mall of Asia up until Balintawak, everything is light.
How about C5?
C5, everything is light.
Wow, what a pleasure.
And I love the Aloha, the toll holiday.
Yeah, there's no pay.
On my way back from Tagaytay.
Commonwealth light, Quezon Ave light.
Free.
España,
always.
Everything is light. Everything.
Pero is light.
That stopped at 6.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. 6 10 the night before to 6.
To 6, yeah.
See, I'm looking at the system map and literally everything is green.
Nice.
What a wonderful day for
a
drive.
Hey, such a pleasure.
Doing
the Street Smart when it's like this. Street Smart.
Buckle up. Drive safe. Street Smart. For Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. We weren't able to do this yesterday. We were supposed to do this on a Monday. The North American box office. The Dwarves and Elves of The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, prevailed at the North American box office once again over the weekend, as it's $32.9 million.
$32.9. Wow, that's crazy.
Million.
How could they have gotten so much money?
Oh, shut up, biatch. In ticket sales, topped both the star-packed musical Les Miserables and the Western Django Unchained. Now, despite surging past The Hobbit on Christmas Day with an $18.1 million opening, Les Mis managed only third place in U.S. and Canadian sales with $28 million as Christmas shoppers returned from the malls to boost Hollywood's box office, and The Hobbit emerged as the winner on its third week, believe it or not. And it has now grossed $222.7 million in the U.S.
Are you sure it's $1 million and not $227?
It's $1 million. Now, Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained, a Western starring Jamie Foxx as a slave turned bounty hunter, took second with an impressive $30.7 million. Tom Cruise's crime drama Jack Reacher, which features Lee Child's former military investigator solving a fatal sniper attack, landed in fifth with $14 million. Outpaced by Parental Guidance, the Billy Crystal Bette Midler movie as grandparents, which took in $14.8 million to nab four. Backed by musical score that made it a Broadway icon, Les Mis surged past The Hobbit on Christmas Day only to pass High School Musical 3 senior year with the biggest midweek opening day by a musical. Now, in other movie news, Skyfall has now become the first and only Bond film to sail past $1 billion at the global box office.
Nice.
The film has also become the first movie ever to cross the £100 million mark in the UK. So, suffice it to say, it is the biggest Bond movie ever, ever, ever.
That's nice.
And to join the ranks of like Titanic and
it
other
is now
movies.
A $1 billion movie.
A $1 billion movie. So good job, James Bond. And there you go. That's our news bit for today. Next hour, we got news on Charlie Sheen, who used who's in trouble for a gay slur. That he said on stage. Just wouldn't stop. Him and Lindsay Lohan, it just wouldn't stop.
It's just a downward spiral.
We'll tell you more about it later. And his lame excuse afterwards.
Okay.
For now, you are still on The Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada, only here on the season's hottest, Monster Radio RX
95. It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. This is Street Smart. Up-to-the-minute traffic info for the road conditions ahead.
All right, Street Smart now coming your way. All right, let's start off with good news on C5. No worries at all. From Tendang Sora, all the way to Market, light on both directions. Have fun if you're on the road. I don't know why you would be, but just in case, at least you're fine. Now, here's the interesting thing. On EDSA, Aurora Boulevard, light to moderate on both directions. That's on EDSA. That's probably all the buses coming to and fro. Also, the I think the out-of-towners are coming and going.
Yep, but other than that, that's the only problem area.
Please. What?
That's me.
Oh, that's
and
you.
Baby.
Oh, I see now.
Hey, sorry, can we just squeeze in a quick greeting? Can we just say hello to...
the baby.
Cooper, not BB, baby. Say bae. Say no. Bae. Bae.
He's looking at a picture of BB Gandang Hari.
BB.
Hello to Kaya and to the cousin Krista. Have a safe trip back to New York. She's actually on the way to the airport now.
Well, we hope you had fun in the Philippines.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage. Happy landings. All right, Street Smart.
Buckle up. Drive safe. Street Smart.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And we've got our top 10 for... Well, not top 10.
Not the top 10.
Just, you know, our New Year's special. And we were sort of like asking you about your highlights of 2012. Duriana Jones says, when I finally met Chico and Delamar after 15 years of listening to The Morning Rush. Yeah? And ako si Poklong says, first time pumasok ng entry ko, Feb 1, 2012. Ilang araw akong kinikilig nun. And also, Shivana says, I love Rushers. I love The Morning Rush. I love the Kike Barkada. Happy New Year. Thank you, Shivana.
Happy New Year.
Happy Mill says hello to Ate Glaze. Mojako says, first time mag-field trip ng Rushers, as in isang bus. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
And Master La 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 La
Baker.
Baker to.
Okay,
iba pa to.
Okay.
Don't direct message. Okay, we've got Master Baker. Don't scroll down. Happy 2013 sa Berks ko na araw-araw kong kasama kahit hindi ko sila nakikita at never ko pa silang nakilala. Aww, that's sweet. And also, okay, that wasn't Gino I kissed, okay? That was Cooper.
Much to my dismay.
And then Kina Gonzalez says, alam mo yung puyat na puyat ka, pero gigising ka ng super aga para makinig sa Kikis.
Aww.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, thank you. And Custer Winston says, RX greets, happy birthday, baby whale. Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
January 1. Happy,
wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, from somebody's going to have a long day today.
And to Mikkel, my nephew. Sabay sila.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And to friends. Baby whale's best friend is also January 1.
Wow.
Happy birthday, friends. And Flirty P says hello to the Saturday Movie Buddies, Irene, Ron, Steven, Rose, Roselle, Joey, ODH, Ria, Mrs. Bell Dado Ferrer. And Lilo Boy says, oo nga guys, ang luwag-luwag ng daan.
Ang basta.
Glad that you cleared that up.
Kakaalis ko lang Makati. Eto, airport na ako. Wow. And
you know, that's a great thing about being awake this early during a holiday. About the only thing, actually, that's nice.
Angelie Des says, hello to my mom, my big brother Frederick, sister-in-law Ira, niece Ayame, who's now with me. Also, let's see here. OMGN says, yung sa top 10 yun na questions for Binibining Undas,
yeah,
which is November 1, yung may batang tumawa.
That was insane. I remember that. You know, so many people had tweeted me after saying they heard it on the podcast, and it was so clear.
It was so clear.
Actually,
Cooper.
And
Cooper.
Not, and even a couple of months after, people were still like,
you're
right,
catching.
I did hear something, blah, blah, blah.
I need to scroll down, but I can't get the mouse. Cooper's holding my hand. There, okay. And also,
and they said, you know what was so scary about that? It was that my voice wasn't scared. It was just all like, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
I know, laugh? I know. Mm. Oh, Gummy Marla says, syempre yung may Diyosa na bumaba sa kalangitan at bumaba sa RX booth.
Which one?
Si Diyosa.
Ann
Curtis. The Diyosa. And also, let me see here. Okay, wait. Okay, where did it go?
Cooper, don't make it difficult.
Renetic says, when my girlfriend and I mustered the courage to visit the RX booth, bakit naman courage?
I think most people are very shy, the way that we're shy. What happened?
Okay, Run MD Run, nung nag Nung unang nag-top ang black truffle.
He's sick.
Yung unang nag-top ang black truffle.
Pag ako yung umuubo, wala akong ganun.
Lumalayo ka.
Wala akong pat sa face, tapos wawa naman.
Lumalayo. Lumalayo.
Ilang araw na ako may ubo, ha?
And, Cooper, I keep going to the picture of the dog. Stop it. And then, I don't know how he does it, actually. He presses something and it goes to the dog.
Well, he's got a bitch at home.
And also, Ash Bigash also greets, happy birthday, baby. Yes.
Happy birthday, baby Will.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, January 1.
Magreet nga.
Always. Lila. I did at 12.
You did?
12:27.
Magreet nga. First name.
Ah, yun naman.
Hindi, text kasi. Kailangan
niya. M. Angeli Des says, 2012, una akong tumawag sa RX. January 4, last year. Akala ni na si DNG na susunog yung office namin kasi tumatawag ako mula sa fire exit.
Was that true?
Butter Baby says, 2012, yung nalagpasan na ni Cooper ang pagiging celebrity ng nanay niya.
It's so true.
You know
when
we so
do host things, they really go, where's Cooper? And then Wendell goes, oh, he's at home. And then they turn around and leave.
You know what the worst is? It's like, I don't follow you on Instagram. But only for Cooper, I follow you.
Diba?
I'm
celeb,
like, don't worry, I'm used to it.
Celeb problems ni Cooper.
Cooper, how do you do that? He presses something and it goes straight to the dog. And it's a link. And we're not even close to the link. And then, Nanay Mila from Lila Boy, nandito na kami sa airport, sana dumating ka na. Okay, stop caps loving it. And also, hit it.
Hey, cool. Somebody was asking us, oh, where is that? Tweet pick down ni Baby Whale. Sabi ni I am Malik.
Oh, ay, birthday.
Birthday
nga naman.
Oh. Okay, I think that's it. Okay. I cannot really get to my computer right now. It's been overtaken by a cute little gremlin.
A gremlin with phlegm.
A gremlin with a mullet.
Cooper, say hello.
In front and
Cooper, say hello. Mama.
Say mama.
Say mama. Say mama. Say mama. Say mama.
Bird.
Okay, I know. I'll show you something. Here. Who's this? Who's that,
baby?
Who's that? Who's this?
Who's that?
You don't like that picture? Oh, wait.
So serious.
I know.
Here. Here. Who's
Taray?
Who's this?
Where do you get that Taray from?
Who's
not
that?
Me.
I wonder where.
Who's that?
Nagmalinis ka pa.
He doesn't want to say. Kanina, he was so daldal. Okay, wait.
He doesn't want to perform for anyone.
Yeah.
He will only speak when he feels
wants.
The need to.
Yeah. When he wants.
Because, okay, I'm going to show you kasi I'm actually trying to... Okay, wait. Okay, here.
My Happy New Year pick is of Chico and Cooper.
What?
You know how when you say Happy New Year, it's you and whoever?
Right, it's you and whoever.
It's like, it's not me.
Oh, here. Here, who's this?
Dada.
Where's Dada? Cooper, where's Dada?
And who's this, the one in the background?
Who's that?
Mama. It's a picture of Mama and Dada.
Gusto ko makita yung picture na yan.
Diba?
Maybe we should tweet pick that.
Maybe.
Maybe we should tweet pick that for everyone sa no.
Wait a minute. What article is this? It's just a picture. We are looking at the tweets.
Cooper, say bird. Say bird. He can say bird.
I know.
Man. Say bird.
Okay. Say ball.
He's so used to seeing golden doves.
Where's the ball? Where?
Where's the ball?
Where's the ball?
Where's the ball?
Don't you dare point at me.
Basket?
He's so warm.
Yeah, he's sick. Go out naman. All right. It's the final hour of the Morning Rush today. We've got only 54 minutes left. believe it or not.
And you do know that I'm reading a blog that talks about a certain band.
And?
That stars a certain guy.
And? We can't just leave it at that.
That's very close to you and Cooper.
Huh?
No?
Dad?
That's where the picture is, yeah.
Is it Eddie?
Huh?
Is it Eddie?
No.
Tyler?
Yes. It's here. It's an article on you guys.
On us?
Yes. What? Look.
On who?
It's at the blog. It's a blog thing.
Dada. Dada.
Like Cooper said.
Is it Dada Cooper?
See? There's even a complete, like, even the Facebook of their
band.
What
the heck?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Wow. Okay.
All right. Let's see. We'll have more for you in a bit. But for now, let's start our final hour together. Say hello. Say hi.
Say hi.
Say hi. Say hi.
Say baby.
Say baby. Say baby. Baby. Say baby, Cooper. He says BB. Okay, we gotta start our final hour together this 1st of January.
Best FM radio station. 20th.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Chico. Delamar. Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
I swear there's inequality in the show.
What? Cooper's all coffee and we're all like...
You're all taking care of Cooper. I'm sick. I'm tired. I'm sleepy.
Okay, fine. Sponge bath later.
Okay. See, even Cooper's laughing.
What? Scoopy Doop.
Right?
Hello, Scoopy Doop.
What's your name? Cooper? Mateo?
Say baby.
Yes?
Say baby. Say baby.
No! Say baby.
Say baby.
Cooper, Cooper.
Say baby first. And then mama will
mama?
Buy you
Where's
a toy.
Mama? Where's the mama? Where's the mama?
The mama or the mama?
There.
Where's... Who am I, Cooper? What's my name?
Where's the American?
Mm, there. See, we finally get a reaction.
There. Okay, so we were asking for some highlights. Steven Soul says... Super highlight sa akin for 2012. First time kong ma-meet in person ang celebrity crush ko, Sia Sizzle. Thanks to The Morning Rush.
Aww.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah,
and she's crazy.
Yeah, and she's a live wire.
Oh my gosh, can we just say Happy New Year? A special Happy New Year to Bella Padilla. She was so sweet.
Did you get her
tweet? Did you see her tweet?
Yeah, her tweet.
Oh my gosh, she's just so sweet.
Happy New Year, Bella.
Happy New Year.
She's so pretty.
Oh my goodness. ODH says, how can we forget yung pagsugod ng mga rushers sa OMG Awards? That was something
right,
else.
Yeah.
That was an incredible
and
night for us.
Remember
for
when
everyone.
We stepped into the arena?
Right.
And then people were like cheering for us. And we felt lost in the sea of celebrities because everywhere you looked,
yeah.
It was celebrity upon celebrity upon celebrity. And we were like...
Most celebrities really welcoming some.
I not one.
But that was the night where we met one celebrity we hope we'll never have on the show.
The Wicked Witch.
Yeah, you know how she gave us such a hard time taking a picture with us? Whenever she... If ever she...
Yes. Cooper's like, don't talk. Stop it. Stop talking.
Stop talking, mama.
Stop talking, mama.
If ever she does that, we would be like...
See? Didn't you want the attention, Del?
Yeah.
Cooper, that's cute for now, but, you know, when you're 5, that's not polite.
Beauty Quen says, highlight sa akin kapag tinutokso si Chico Garcia sa Radio 1 crush at Celebrity Crush.
You have no idea how many people wanted me to spill
my own family over New Year's Eve was asking me who it was.
Really? Tell them to text me. I'll tell them.
Kasi mahirap tong Celebrity Crush kasi masyadong madami.
Tell them,
well, actually.
Tell them who Tito Chico is.
Remember what we were talking about, Cooper? In bed? You were asking me who Tito Rico's crush is?
What was the name?
No, he
like
won't
Mama,
say.
Mama, which one?
He's my, ano, he's my
so
best
like
friend.
Sinabi, no?
He won't make me laglag.
You can't put a wedge between these two.
Cooper, I have cash. Many cash. Plenty of cash.
For Rene Boy was saying, finally, na-penetrate ko na sa wakas ang book 2. Pasok ako.
Ah.
He actually has an entry there.
Okay yun. Basta yung ano.
Basta full.
Oo. Tapos basta dapat deep.
Oh, kasi yung minsan ano, baka mamaya half lang ng codename mo.
Dapat deep and meaningful entry.
Nagkaroon ng ano, di ba?
Run MD Run was saying, first time ko magpunta sa RX booth, si Chico busy nagsiswitch between Dragonville at paggawa ng book 2. Si Delamar, uber friendly.
Huh? Me, uber friendly?
Yeah.
Never.
Di ba?
Yeah, I'm the suplada of the group. Ay, sorry, si Gina.
What? Oh nga, he replaced you.
I know.
And then, Rarf was, would just like to greet Baby Whale. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And,
Say happy birthday, baby.
Netop says, my husband became a fan of RXTMR as well in 2012. He even agreed with me to go to the book signing and to visit the station.
Oh, wow.
Ang cute naman. Dr. Delectable says, #HappyBirthdayBabyWhale. I-trend na yan. Our favorite, ano? I-trend na yan.
Diba? Pet peeve yan eh. Sobra.
And then also, good morning as well to Malditang Divine. First time akong mag-unplanned leave just to join you guys for the book launch. Worth it naman. Sana this year din. Sana you guys join us.
That was so much fun. And super. Remember, Gina was there. We were all like, because in the press launch, it was such a small group. And we were like all like playing. We were all playing, yeah. Remember?
Yes, like this little boy right here.
Huh?
He's playing.
Tapos when we came out, no? Parang, whoa, where did all these
And then remember you, me, Gino, and Alvin, we were outside, I mean, on the backstage.
Yeah.
At the backstage, and we were like, what the heck is happening?
What the heck, right? And Kuya Maui says, naaalala ko talaga yung sabay nag-leave si Chico at si Gino. Kunyari pa, pinauna lang umalis si Chico, pero ang totoo dun, magkasama talaga silang nagbakasyon ni Gino.
Saan tayo pumunta nun? Talagang
di ba, no?
You went...
Beijing?
No, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
He went to Hong Kong and you went to Boracay.
Oh, right. Yeah. And then you were alone here.
No, I was with Alvin and Karen.
Oh, okay.
Karen Bordador.
And then also, let's see here. Oh, a lot of people just saying get well soon to Cooper. Get well soon, Scoopy.
See?
Thank you.
Inequality, I swear.
Yeah, but he's so sick.
I know.
He's such a trooper, though.
So wawa.
Thank you.
And still giving us a smiley face.
Thank you.
Giving us a smiley face.
And then I know it's not.
Diva Scoopy.
Yeah, his best friend.
And then also, Ilona Banana says, December 24, nagkaayos din finally si Papa at ang boyfriend ko. 4 years kong hinintay mangyari yun. I'm super happy to see them okay.
I mean, that's nice. You're pretty lucky.
That's really nice.
Because some families, it just goes on forever.
Yeah, diba?
Yeah.
And for Rene Boy says, naging creative ako para mapili yung mga entries ko. Pero na-develop yung naughty side ko.
But see, that's how it is. You really get trained. As yeah. to how to get into the top 10.
True.
You have to appeal to Chico's sense of humor.
Oh, remember this? Silent Will. Remember Silent Will?
I remember him.
And then he goes, I'll never forget that surprise gift from our friend on her wedding. Host pala nila si Chico and Del.
And Gino, they have Silent Will. Oh, no. Halina London has shot glasses for you.
Oh, wow.
He's been listening to us since the 90s. He got transferred to Seoul, South Korea.
I don't drink.
Ay!
Nang konti.
My body is so alcohol-free.
No, but it's a pleasure meeting him. It's been so long.
It's been so long.
And then he was like, I don't know if you remember me. I used to join your show years ago.
He's from Seoul?
Yeah, Seoul, South Korea. And then we were like, yeah, we know you.
We remember Halina London.
And his real name is Tristan. And hello to Silent Will.
Hello. Oh, ano, dalawa sila.
No, Silent Tristan Will was the one who went to the holding room.
And then Silent Will was after.
Yeah, along with another guy, but I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
But yeah, Silent Will. And then I saw his entry to the book.
You know what? This is so cute. From Humdinger Mayo. Nung Christmas, namigay yung isang tito ko ng cash. Tapos dinoble niya dun sa mga nalaman niyang rusher. Kasi silent rusher din siya.
That's cute.
Oh, that is so cute. Also, Let's see here.
You know what? In our neighborhood, I have four neighbors who gave Cooper a gift.
Ah, really?
Yeah, people I don't know, they just gave him gifts.
Di ba nga sikat daw si Cooper sa neighborhood?
I know, and in my neighborhood, they call me, they don't call me Del. They call me Cooper's mom.
Cooper's mom.
And then, so I had to write a, I had to write a thank you note to the four units that gave him a gift.
Yeah.
One gave him a helicopter.
What?
Well, toy. Chill out.
So not fair.
It's so cute, though.
And Eliza Bear says, June 26, 2012, unang binasa yung tweet ko sa The Morning Rush. Tapos may retweet pa. Feeling ko lang may party popper sa paligid ko nung nangyari yan. In, like in weddings.
It must be, right? It must be awesome for people, right? Because I think if you've been listening to the show, if you have been,
yeah.
And then to hear your name said on air, yeah. It's quite something.
Must be cool. And for Renny Boy says, Happy New Year to Joe and Rosie, Luke, Kriana, Joseph, Jire, Nonoy, RJ, Jerick, Diane, John John, Mama, and Papa. And Grasha says, 2012 sumikat. Oh, sorry. Butter Baby says, 2012 sumikat si Reg, si Madam Auring, at si Mahal.
Right, on the show.
Yeah.
And to Grasha, thank you for the cap.
Thank you, Grasha.
He gave Cooper an orange cap.
And El Frico says hello to the ENP Rushers, Vince, K, Junar, Raf, Julie, Chami, Nelly, Arabelle, Pepe, Iris. And there you go. I think that's it. And to Mindy Maddie from Kina Gonzalez. Hello, good morning. Yep, that's it. That's it for this batch, yeah.
All right.
One final batch.
One final batch of our greets and also, like, opinions as, you know, opinions on 2012.
Yeah?
We have to give our own.
We should. We really should.
Yeah, we should all talk about the year that was for the three of us.
Okay, I'll let you know once I remember what it was like.
Oy, si ano, si Ben Tuwad Dover says, sige na nga, get well soon, Gino Boy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to steal my limelight, Cooper?
Oh, no, the one time that they're saying get well soon.
He's like, Mama!
He's like, how come they're not saying get well soon to me?
They say, hello.
Oh, and Doc Carlos says, highlight ng 2012 ko when I had lunch date with a Kikay Barkada.
Doc.
Yeah, remember that.
Hi, Doc.
Hello. What? Hello, Scoopy.
All right, let's see. Let's get into the final break of the hour and of the show today. And then we'll have more songs and then we'll have the year that was.
All right.
According to the Kikays.
Okay.
All right.
Game.
Here we
go.
You are banned. You're banned from this booth. Okay, wait, you go to Tito Chico.
Come here.
Come on. You go. Mama has to work. Alrighty, here we go. Final break of the show today. Let's get into it.
Alpha Males on Air.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Here we go. One final batch. Okay. Of like highlights for us. Let's see here. Dr. Delectable says, Gino Boy, isa lang ang way para mapansin ka over Cooper. Come to work in diapers.
Wow.
At may chupon.
Yeah, okay lang. Never mind. I think I will pass.
Anne Balilo says, Happy New Year, all the way from Center Point Building. Hello there.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Chow King says, EB ko, birthday ko pa kinabukasan. So it became one of my best birthdays ever. Cutie Levy says, starting my 2013 with a morning rush. Thank you.
Who are you, Cooper? Who are you?
And also...
Tito Rico.
What?
You?
What?
Where's Mama?
Little Scoopster.
Where's Mama? Who are you? Who's this?
Mama.
Who's this?
Who's that?
Baby!
Yeah.
A little Bisaya though. BB.
Malditang di- no, actually Astro Boy says, pwede bang sweldohan na rin dapat si Cooper? Total lagi siyang nandyan. And hello to people.
PA.
Right.
We can send him on coffee runs.
Hello to Anne, Reg, Donna, Shine, Kat, and Sel from Anne. Pero imagine mo, if you know, we send him on a coffee run, he would probably be like delayed because people would be stopping for pictures
exactly.
and autographs.
And you know what?
But he'd get our coffee
for a celeb.
Chances are, he would have us get his coffee for him.
Diba, no, after a while, yeah. Tayo na yung magko-coffee run for him.
Tayo yung alipin ni Cooper.
Tatlo yung ano niya, tatlo yung PA niya.
PA niya. Isa sa atin, bodyguard, isa driver, isa yaya.
Diba? Andrea Imperial says, June 4, 2012, araw na naging bahagi ng buhay ko ang The Morning Rush. Aww. That's really sweet. Let's see here. Also, Tuna Belly says, highlight, after years of inactivity sa top 10, like joining again after so many years of being inactive. Also
reactivating his
because he used to go biking at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes,
and so
with his group.
So, but when Twitter started to happen.
What's Scoopy?
He seems so troubled.
I know. Well, he's not feeling well.
No, it's because he wants to go to Tito Chico.
What?
I know. Sorry, babes. Later.
Hello to the... no, actually, Netops was saying the formation of the Alabang Floor Rushers. Remember the floor people? Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, of course. Hello, hello, hello.
Cooper seems to remember them.
Oh, yeah, no. Si Dr. Delectable. Oh, hashtag get well soon, Gino Boy. Hashtag sponge bath for Gino Boy, courtesy of Chico. Tapos yung kompleto.
Fine.
Ako si Pok...
birthday ni Baby Whale niya.
Ay, nako. Ako si Poklong says, nagpa-greet ako once kay call center guy for my birthday. Pero hindi niya masabi yung pangalan ko. Kasi ang labas, ako si... It doesn't sound very nice.
What?
Hi.
No.
What? Say
please.
It.
Trust me.
Say it.
No.
Please.
Ako si...
Long.
Ako si... Poklong.
No. Not quite. Di ba may pH defect si call center guy?
So, ako si...
Nako. Sus Maria Santissima.
Sige na, 2013 and, naman eh.
Mad season says...
Suspension here and there.
I know, right?
I mean, really.
Ako si...
Nothing.
Think about it.
16
years. One suspension. What's that?
Ako si folk...
Nothing.
Folk.
Folk. Like folk,
folk
music.
Long. Like folklore. Diba? Ako si folk long.
Oh, Midnight Chris says... hindi ko makakalimutan, nung pinanood namin si Gino Boy umiiwas sa mga marshals nung Axe Anarchy.
Oh, that was fun. And leading up to it.
Andaya eh. Andaya nito isang to. You're slippery like an eel.
I'm very, very sneaky.
Oma Antaj says, meeting the cure for my depression and homesickness, the SG Rushers and the Kikay Barkada.
Aww. Aww. Thank you.
Thank you. And Eliza Bear says, highlight ng 2012 ko, na-convert ko yung mga office mates ko na makinig sa Morning Rush. Tapos, hiniram na nila yung mga Morning Rush books ko. Well, hopefully they buy their own copy.
Yeah.
But what I heard is most people don't return
it. Don't return it na.
Diba? And also, Hanazawa Rui says, ang dami kong nalamang chismis about the Rushers and the hosts too.
Hello?
Nux.
Ano yung sa hosts?
Ano yun?
Ano yung chismis about the hosts?
Yun, ha? Jyoti says, the Morning Rush may not make the world go round, but they do make the journey a bit more tolerable.
Wow. Aww. Remember, we have to give our take on 2012.
I know.
The year that was.
Hello to the Pancho clan of Maykawayan Bulacan from Joan Charmed. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Happy New Year to Lira also.
Hi, Lira.
Also.
Also.
Yeah. And I'm thinking if she's still from PLDT, but yeah.
And to Donna Bells, hello, working on a holiday. I think that's it.
That's it
for now. It's our turn. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Year interview 2012.
Age interview. Before beauty, Chico.
The year. Nah.
I would say, I'll go first.
Okay.
I think that none of us three would ever have believed if somebody told us, you know, your 2012 would look like this.
Yeah.
I don't think we would believe it for 1 second. But it's nice that we couldn't anticipate how great it was, because as it was happening, it just kept getting better. It started with... Yeah. The book launch, and then we had the Yahoo OMG Awards, and then even the Tat Awards, and then Vice coming over, Georgina, and Curtis.
Actually, it became like a string of guesting. Like guests.
Casey, of course, Ollie Pettigrew, Alden Richards, the UP Pep Squad, Lilia Puntapay, Bella, Mikey Bustos,
Rojo, Alden,
C and Lim,
Marlon. Francine. Dami.
There were just a lot. Diana Meneses.
Yes.
Wow.
Malema, this year, Kate. Nicole.
Kate Upton.
Beckinsale. I aim higher.
Yeah, but I
think... No, I mean, at least in my book.
I think that's why 2012 was like such a great year for us.
And you know what? Like, had you asked me in 2011... I guess my take on 2012 is that damning sleepless nights.
Oh yeah, literally.
There are just so many
literally
sleepless,
so
like
many.
Literally we just, but that's the amazing thing about it. It's like we were always puyat.
Yeah.
But we still managed to have fun.
Yeah.
And like we still managed to do it somehow. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Delamar,
come back to her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're bags full.
Yes, they're playing. Okay. Hey, hello to Yen.
Hi, Yen.
Oh my gosh, long time no hear. And hello to Kid Bukid and Cheyenne. They were just saying, my family. Yes, including my mother-in-law. Wish you guys that you have a happy and blessed new year. We all love you here.
Can
both from Batangas.
And Yen, we just want to say, you know, ever since Twitter, we've kind of overlooked 2299.
I know. So sorry about that.
But of course, Cheyenne, Spy Shadow, they've always been behind us.
Ever since
during a holiday when people are not awake and they're tuned in. So
always one of the first to send in an entry.
You have no... Setting the tone for each top 10. So you have no idea. We might not have said it enough, but we would like to say thank you to you.
For me, for sure, the highlight was the OMG Awards.
That was unreal.
That was unreal. I mean, I just never thought that... I mean, we were hoping, but that was wild. That was just quite an experience.
Kind of was.
First time for me to actually go to an event that where I was styled by a real stylist.
We actually shopped together.
Yeah.
Well, we did. Both. Of course.
We dressed up in the same fitting room.
We kind of did, and then we were checking each other out.
And can we just say that was an award we were up against really great people.
Yeah,
yeah.
It needs to be said.
I must say.
A lot of people don't know it, but we really respect them. So to the boys, thank you for being always, you know...
Thanks for being so gracious.
So gracious all the time. I think they were the first ones to approach us after the win.
And they tweeted.
They tweeted. Even when we see them outside of that event, always... Like, it's just refreshing to know that, you know, people can be like that.
That's true. That there are decent folk out there.
Some people are vicious. But not these
some
guys.
Some people, not so much.
These guys, very nice.
That's really a highlight.
Class acts,
yeah.
And I guess nga the ano, the guests were unreal. Yeah. We've never had so many guests in 1 year.
Yesterday, when I was looking through the photos in my phone, because I just make it a point to take a photo with all of our guests, it was... Like, had you told me back in college that I'd be meeting all of these, like...
Yeah.
I would have said, you know, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. But I looked at it and I was like, this all happened in a span of 1 year. So that's kind of something else.
Yeah, you're right. It's really weird.
Diba? Tapos, if you ask me pa, parang... I honestly find it weird that I get along with both of you.
Diba, no?
No, honestly, I mean... think about it.
Because they were good folks, eh.
No, not really.
The opposites attract.
Uh-oh.
We're good.
I'm the good person. Obviously, I'm
whatever.
We all know
whatever.
That you're both the
big.
No, but you're
saka ako, ako, feeling ko talaga, yung I never thought na merong mamumuo sa Baguio.
That imagine you would actually how weird watch. That was for me coming diba? In. I was like,
And to watch a chick flick together, fall asleep while watching the chick flick. While eating, what were we eating?
Tapos, ang nakatawa pa dun, we were eating like junk food
junk
or whatever.
Junk food, diba?
Nakatawa pa dun, we fell asleep at the relatively the same point of the movie.
You remember in where was that? Was it at Marriott, the three of us?
Yeah.
Right before an event. Insane. Right.
Sana naging ano, no? Sana naging like...
Tapos tinitingnan ko kung saan tatabi si Chico. Sabi ko,
we were in one room. He slept on my bed, but facing you.
Parang, so far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? Oh, yun. Oh, yun ang nangyari dun. Tapos.
A world of his own. Let's leave him.
What about you?
2012.
He doesn't believe nga that he could get...
yun na yun. That's it.
Nee, but honestly, like, I never would have thought... Sige, magdadrama na ako kasi inaantok na rin naman ako.
Okay. Mababa yung ano mo.
Tapos umiyak ka muna. Umiyak ka muna para antok na.
I've been wanting to cry for like so long.
Akala na because of the message. Naiyak sa antok.
Yeah, the secret is, if you make Gino cry, he will feel sleepy.
Yeah. So, no, but ano, I don't know, I guess I never thought I would gain...
amazing friends?
Yeah.
Nawalang quotation marks?
Amazing.
Did you comment on that
Hello?
Instagram?
Yes.
You guys had the same exact comment.
We had exactly the
same
comment.
No, because I know that had it been you, you would have done the same friends. Aww. No, but seriously, like, I never would have thought that I would gain friends in all shapes and sizes. And all ages.
Sabi ko na eh. Hindi no, pwede walang ano eh. I swear. Kailangan all ages.
It's not even an insult. It's not a jab at you or anything. But it's just parang, di ba, who would have thought that, like, you know, a 70-year-old and a 20-year-old like me would get along?
No, well, tama.
Kanina, she was holding Cooper. They were having a moment there. They were looking out the window. Tapos ako from here, hindi nila ako nakita. I went out and I go, don't believe his lies, Cooper.
Tapos yan, the devil.
Parang, these are lies from the devil.
What you don't know is, I've already prepped him for you both.
Yes.
Huwag kang gagaya sa kalandian itong isang to.
Oh, eh, no.
No, but seriously, like, I look back and then, I gained two really good friends this year.
Yes.
That's not you.
Hindi pala tayo. That's not people. Si Elbert. Si Elbert.
Si Joel Grant. Tapos si Badong. Si Badong.
Yung favorite niya, si Badeth.
No, si
at si Mama Beth.
Si Bogart tsaka si Badeth.
Oo, si Badeth. Yun.
Ayun.
Diba?
I think also the kind of things that we did, like all the weirdness that we had.
Remember when we had a weekend in a hotel?
Did you see our photos? Did you see the collage that I did of our photos?
Crazy.
Like, you look at the photos.
And that's the tip pa lang.
Oh, can I just say, there's just one moment.
That's the tip pa lang, hindi pa yun yung buo.
There was this one moment at Phoenix Court at the Bellevue.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were all having dinner.
Right.
And then something comes out of my mouth.
Oh my God.
Right.
And then the way you guys laughed, it was like, it could have been
we
like.
We cannot share that.
Wagas na.
But I swear that moment was, it was like, it you was know priceless. When friendships are forged?
Uh-oh. Right.
When you don't want to share something with someone, but it comes out, and there's only two ways that it could end, whether you become friends or enemies. Mm-hmm. Good thing for me, we ended up as friends.
Oh, I thought I have one more moment.
Are you sure?
That I forgot. So finally, diba, we met Gino Boy last year. Tapos, you know, I consider him na a friend na walang quote-unquote. So I tell him, you know, some of my deepest secrets.
And then it ends up on the air!
And then it ends up on air!
Like what, the JJ Hot thing?
I swear!
What?
Oh my
god! Completely shareable!
Whatever!
Hey, you have to admit, a lot of our car conversations never made it on
okay,
air.
Fine.
A pero lot.
May mga text conversations ka na in Instagram mo.
Hindi, text is fair game. Pag nasa text, pwedeng Instagram yan.
Diba?
Did you guys see the Jack TV thing?
Yeah. I haven't.
They keep playing.
Believe it or not, I haven't.
You know what they called us?
What?
The kings and queens of radio. I have a feeling kayo yung queen.
Kami yung queen. Ikaw yung king.
That's a feeling I
have. Okay. But it was a wild year.
Yeah.
It was a wild year.
Look back at our conversations inside the car.
Yeah.
You know, with Del, without Del.
Actually,
my
no.
pleading.
Tsaka off air, even here.
Diba? The times that I have to remind you that ano.
Oh my gosh, basta wild.
Yeah.
And every time, we cannot stress enough, if you could only hear what we talk about off mic.
There's one person we forgot to mention. Mm-hmm. Kiefer.
Right.
Kiefer!
Kiefer Ravenna.
Of course.
And Chris Chu.
Yeah.
Chris Chu, Kiefer.
The ballers.
No, but seriously.
Marlon.
It's just a whirl.
Stockinger.
Yeah, it's just a whirlwind of good stuff.
Diba?
Well, 2013 seems to be poised for another good year.
Hopefully.
And I hope it will be the same for every single one of us.
We will own it.
You will own it.
We will own it. Yes. So thank you very much, guys. It's the first day. After looking back, you need to look forward.
And I hope that it will be prosperous for everybody.
For everyone.
For everybody. Yeah. For the whole nation.
Maybe not everybody. Maybe not everybody.
Let's, oh, sino yung hindi kasali?
Let's leave certain individuals
out. Sino hindi kasali?
Sino hindi kasali?
No.
Now everyone na lang sige. Yeah.
You know what? I honestly wished for at the end of this year is just patience.
Sleep. That's
and
what I wish.
Well,
for
sleep
you.
Too. Yeah, and patience. It's just I wish for a kinder heart for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish everybody would be just nicer, as nice as me.
Ay, patay tayo dyan.
And then the world would become a better place.
Kung lahat as nice as you.
Patay na, delikado.
Oh, every time you're behind the wheel.
Wala. Wala. Not behind the wheel. That's
yeah. I always thought I had road rage.
Ay, nako. You
eh, kasi naman eh, it's my only outlet. You know, I'm such a nice guy outside of driving.
Huh?
So parang the only time I get mad and I become evil is behind the wheel.
Ay! Patience, Lord. Patience.
I never talk ill about anybody.
Yun.
Ayun. Well, I have it all recorded.
my temper is always under check.
Ayun, ganun na nga.
Alright, well, here's to a wonderful 2013.
I know. Let's hope for the best.
Yes.
The best. And thank you very much to everyone who joined us on this Kikai journey.
But I hope like at done. The end of this year.
Sana ganun rin.
Or even just, even greater. Even if it's different.
Sana bumonggels pa tayo ng lalo.
Bonggels.
Diba, no? A bonggels 2013.
Diba? To a bonggels 2013.
Uh-oh.
Parang ano, fun song, diba? Carry on. Carry lang.
Carry lang.
Or to a Telefantastic.
To a
Telefantastic 2013.
I can't believe I said that. Diba, parang, we'll have a short break and when we come back, we'll have something...
Telefantastic.
What the?
90s lang ang peg. Okay, but anyway, thank you very much.
Right,
it was a
well,
great year.
Well, the commercials. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
So
goodbye, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
The first regular real day of 2013.
Well, not. I considered next week as the regular
next week
real
pa ba?
Day.
Di ba everybody
no, I mean, everybody has work na. Already tomorrow, but it's middle of the week.
Ah, well, yeah, it's a Wednesday.
So para I don't want to consider it as a weekday pa.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll cares what other people think.
All right. Well, have a safe January 1st. Don't forget, when you're writing your checks... You know, 2013.
Oh,
this
yeah.
always gets us every single time.
Or exam papers.
Yeah.
And write it to Gino.
All right, we got to go, guys. Have a great day today, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
And Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Rico Robles is up next. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye!
Bye, guys!
Bye.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.